Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and pretty darn sexy people. I'm home. I'm so happy to come to you from my home, from my little office. And I've got some, I keep getting emails because we have so many people finding us, so many new people finding the community. And I keep getting emails, where should I start? What's the best deal? And, if I've been studying manifestation and creation for a long time, what's the most advanced, blah, blah, blah. So I've broken it down for everybody. So here it goes. The best deal that you can buy on the website are the year's privates. It comes down literally to $100 a private, guys. And you can ask anybody that's ever done them how valuable they are, because we keep focused and we just remove layer after layer after layer after layer. So the best deal is the year's privates. The best program to start would be, there's two of them, the I Love Me Play Shop and the Little Child Experience. That gives you a really good basis. The I Love Me Play Shop is on camera, so you can really see how the muscle testing, although I work with a pendulum when I work with you, you can see me muscle testing people on screen. The Little Child Experience, of course, we know that if we want to move forward in our adult lives, we have to address our little child within, because they're the ones that are holding us back by wanting to keep us safe. The best program to begin immediately for manifestation is the exercises for directing your day. That gives you how to direct your day and also includes the 10-minute breathing exercise, which according to the channel is the most powerful exercise that the channel has given us. And I got to tell you, I do it every day and I am manifesting like a banshee. The best advanced program would be the last two creation stations and either the shift program that has just started that I'm doing, or the program for Jennifer McLean that was just offered. And the best summary of the work, if you want in one place, do this and then do this and then do this and then do this, it's the book Born, Giving Birth to a New You. You can order it on my website. You can order it on Amazon. But that literally... Well, hold on. I started to say has everything in it, and they want to add something now. I love it when they do this right in front of everybody. Okay, so we're going to a core belief. This page here. Oh, I see. We're not adding something to the book, but the book will take you from, this is the highest understanding, yes, I can never be God, to I am the powerful God of me. Wow. Thanks, guys. That was a nice affirmation there. Okay. So in a nutshell, that is what I would recommend for everybody out there to get started with or to continue or to grow exponentially with. Remember November 16th coming up soon. It's the webinar on genetics. Guys, the e-blast that is coming out on Monday covers genetics. I believe last Monday's did. It's all the information's already starting to come in. So I urge you, you don't have to pay for it, to sign up for the daily e-blast. I mean, the e-blast that comes out every Monday, because if you don't, there's so much information that comes in after the show on Monday that you want to connect it all. And if you're not getting the e-blast, you're likely missing some important information that is coming out. So the next webinar is on genetics. There are a lot of surprises in this webinar, in our understanding of genetics. And I want you to bring in some really, you know, tough questions so we can get the highest clarity. And then, real quickly, I want to talk about, because this is coming in for me and for so many people that I am working with right now, you have to trust yourself and the universe, okay, and the world, that creation is easy. You have to trust that it is easy, and you have to trust that when you make creation easy, you are always taken care of and honored and celebrated in the world. Okay? So there's been a lot of information around trusting our creation and trusting that we're taken care of when that creation is easy and joyful, and like the opening number of The Sound of Music. Just connect it with that. Easy creation feels like that when Maria's up on top of the mountain, right? And filled with joy and one with nature. Yeah. Can feel that. Okay. Real quickly, we're going to direct our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We're directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. We claim we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Anybody sweat, we're getting the absolute highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Okay, can I go to the calls? All right, have your questions ready, and we're off and running. Susan in Niagara Falls, you're the first one on my screen. What's up?
I knew I would be first. See, I have fantastic news. I have been manifesting like crazy. Using your methods, it has been awesome. I'll give you a very brief example. Just like, you know, I've had issues with my son, so I decided, because he needed my help one last time, I said, okay, today I'm going to approach it a totally different way. I'm going to go in going, yes, I'm a little girl. We can do what you want to do. He wants to be picked up from the deal, from the where he rented the car, taken over to a dealership, buy a new car that night. I said, sure, I can do that. So you know what? We did. He got a new car. He picked it up on Saturday. He's good. Miracle. Love it. And miracles are happening to me constantly now. I love the work, and I'm signed up for the program. I also would like to sign up for a yearly program, and I'd like to start it in November because this is my birthday month, and I am a happy camper.
Well, happy birthday, baby.
Well, thank
I think
you.
That would be a great present to give yourself.
Yes, you my know, birthday gift to me.
And Susan, you want to start giving to yourself more and more.
Oh,
you've given to a lot of other people, sweetheart.
And I'm ready. I'm accepting my, you know, I'm doing the thing. I am the electrical charge that knows exactly what I want. And so I ask, and you know what? I am receiving it now. My everything, all my good is coming to me. My money, everything is coming good. Everything is, I'm just blossoming.
Well, we can hear it in your voice, baby.
I am open. I'm like, I am ready. Universe, give it to me. I love it.
Yep. Yep.
I demand it. I ask. I demand.
And
it's my time now.
You just, without an agenda, guys, that's where you want to live.
I feel the
excitement. And this is what I'm creating. And universe, let's go.
And I even sang karaoke in front of a live band last Friday night. And I'm like, yes, I wanted to sing in front of a live band all my life. Yay. I did another miracle. I'm so happy, Dee. I want to do. I'm living what I want to live.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing, Susan. Thank you for starting the show off with so much joy. Thank you, darling.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. I love you too. Oh, you can just feel her joy, huh? Deborah in Illinois, you're on.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hi, babe.
Hi there. How are you?
Pretty fabulous.
Great. Okay. By my own power, using various techniques, do you know if my left hand and arm will be restored normal, healthy, functioning perfectly?
When I say that's the right question, I get a no. They want to give you energetically what is behind it so that you can bring that into balance. There's three things. Boy, this is like a mini private here, Deborah. So this is for a lot of people who are healing things. Okay? Give me a song.
Oh, my.
Any song that pops in. Now you're looking for something. Give up.
I don't know.
They'll give it to you if you just give up.
Okay.
Hold on. I think
we're
actually going there. Because you see, when you feel like you have to do something, Deborah, you shut off the flow. And if you shut off the flow of energy, it affects your healing process. You understand that, don't you? So in other words, to make it really simple, you're trying to make this happen.
Yes.
Okay, well, you can't. That's why I keep saying no agenda. Your job is to feel love and excitement around your arm and your hand having full use and feeling great.
Well,
but that's,
I have to,
that's quite different than I'm going to make this happen. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to core belief. Yeah. I do not have permission to love who I am the way I am. So can you love yourself with your arm like this?
Body as it is right now. I think about how I was when I was younger, how I looked, what I was capable of doing. Then I probably didn't love myself then either, even though I was in good shape.
That's
I'd
true.
Like to get
so,
time.
You know, we know that love is the most powerful thing we have to create with. So self-love is the first thing you have to address. No agenda, self-love, and number three is sheets. But give me a movie. Come on, let it go and just let him give it to you.
Oh, The Way We Were.
Okay. So The Way We Were is about two people who loved each other considerably, who were split, ultimately going different ways. Now, in the film, it's political, but we're not using that. That's true, yes. We're not. So it's you being split two ways between what you want and what you don't want, which, again, brings in your little child. So your little child is saying, don't love yourself. Who taught you that? Your mom?
I would think it would be my father. Because I didn't really, I remember telling my mother I didn't think my dad loved me. And he would say certain things to me, like, you think you're special. You know, so...
You know, the little kids, a lot of the little kids that are coming in now, if you said that to them, they'd look at you and go, yes, I do.
Right.
I do.
Right.
Well, that's what the channel is saying. You need. Is it your right arm or your left arm?
It's my left hand and arm.
Yeah. So and your left side is your creative side. Your left side is your intuitive side. Your left side is your heart side, okay? So it all comes back to loving and accepting yourself and knowing the power that you have as your own creator. Is there any higher? No, that's it, okay?
Okay.
Start getting those in place and then your body can respond. Okay, you got your answer. Thank you, Deborah. Okay, Ms. Johanna in Santa Fe, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Baby Cakes. What's up?
Oh, I am, I'm still in New Mexico on my way to Florida next week. So I would like to know what the channel has to say about that. But I've had this weird pain in my back, and it's located in a place where I don't have pain generally in my back, and I've been feeling.
Okay, the first thing I heard, Johanna, is what load are you carrying? Florida has some kind of load connected to it. What is it?
Florida is a lot of, I have family there that I struggle with.
Okay.
I could say that. And, you know, I mean.
Well, that's what the pain in your back is about.
Is about the going to Florida and the what I'm facing going there.
Yeah. Yep. You are a pain in my back. You ever heard that? Or you're a
no.
pain in my butt.
So I was looking for some inner child thing that was about, but that's what it's about, is that I'm going and
it is an inner child thing.
Yeah.
Because it represents what the words they're giving me is, it represents your struggle to be you. So somehow going to see these people, your little girl is going, oh, I can't be me. I got to pretend to be somebody else.
Well, That's actually where my home is. I mean, in Santa Fe here, my home is in litigation and now empty and has no heat and all my things are moved out of it, but it is still in litigation. But my car and my apartment and my life that isn't packed up is in Florida.
You better get at peace with being in Florida and around the people that you're at. You've got to give yourself permission to be who you are, Johanna.
Can do that there.
Well, do it now. Don't wait till you get there. What you create now shows up tomorrow, a week, 2 months, next year. Do you guys, let me say this again till I'm blue in the face. That's why we do the breathing exercise and the direction of energy every morning. Because if you continually create, then everything stays in flow. If you go, oh, well, I got part of what I want, so now I'm going to stop, then it's going to fall out on you. And then you'll start again, and then you get part of what you want, and then you get lackadaisical. You can't do that.
So
can't do
that. What I'm hearing you say is that I haven't been creating my future in Florida in a substantial enough way.
Yep. Because you are afraid you can't be who you are. That's the signal you're sending out, Johanna.
Okay.
They're showing me Popeye. Do you remember Popeye?
Yeah.
I am who I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Yeah, well, that's
so
where you want to go.
So then it's really an opportunity. Florida is really an opportunity for me to strengthen that.
Huge. Huge opportunity for you.
Okay. Because if I look at it as an opportunity, not like, well, I shouldn't, you know, blah, 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 whatever, then I can see that there's growth in it, and I'm interested in growth.
You look at everything as an opportunity, honey. Absolutely everything the world brings you. You get to choose the perspective of an opportunity or a victim.
Yeah, well, I've done the victim way too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that one.
Yeah, well, you have to speak your truth about who you are then to yourself and to them. All right, baby. Thank you. All right. We're going to Miss Harmony in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. So I'm calling today to find out what do I need to get into alignment so that I can have a loving, romantic relationship with a man that meets all my desires and lasts.
You need to love yourself more. That's the first thing they gave me. Guys, again, if you don't love yourself anymore, you're walking into a room of beautiful, fabulous men, all who want to love you and honor you, and you look at them and go, oh, but by the way, I think I'm a big piece of shit, so I don't know how successful we're going to be. Right?
Ouch.
Yeah. So everybody that you magnetize to you, you want to be a match to what you want. But if you are not that yourself, you will magnetize people to you that will show you how you are falling out with you.
You that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Can I ask another quick question?
Quickly,
The man I've been dating who works at the same company as me, is he a good match and worth continuing to date?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we've been having issues, so
well,
I'm not sure.
Well, I think you are sure. You're already having issues that, I mean, every relationship has issues, Harmony. If you are able to respectfully walk through those issues with each other and work things out, that's one thing. if he has to have his own way, you don't want to create a relationship like that that's long-lasting, do you?
No, I don't, but
no.
I have.
It all comes back to you getting you in alignment with you and you loving yourself.
Okay.
And
it's just, I know I have.
In place, it will be very clear who's a good match to that.
Okay. It's just, I know I get really emotional during my time of the month, and so that's when we had our fight. So I didn't know if it was my issue.
I keep asking, is it about having issues? And they just say no. It's about you and how you feel about you.
Okay. So, gotta love myself more. Got it.
We all do, Harmony. Every single solitary one of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dee.
And then his energy can match your energy. All right? Okay. Thank you, baby.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Whoops, couldn't get her off there. Kirk in Long Island. Hi, babe.
Hey there. Welcome home.
Thank you. Yeah, again.
DD, go home. No. okay,
funny.
Quickly. A question for the entire community. It is important you vote. But the question is, are you focusing on what you want or what you fear? The
yep.
importance of voting is best paired with focusing on the joy of having or creating what you want.
That's right. Vote love, vote communication, vote unity, vote truthfulness, vote integrity. That's what we want,
and,
right?
And breathe and focus on what you want, not what you want, just in the sake of putting it out there. Don't focus on what you don't want, or you'll be attracting it. Focus on what you want.
Yep.
But you
guys cannot, I swear to God, in one news feed today, because I read the news feeds and do the work, and in one news feed, the Democrats are going to win for sure. And on one news feed, the Democrats are going to lose for sure. You know, you can't, do you understand that people study for years to learn how to manipulate our thinking?
And like anything else you want to manifest, you still have to do the work.
Yeah.
You still
every
have to
day,
get out there and
every,
vote.
You have to vote, but don't vote without your energy being in alignment. Like everything. I mean, every day in my morning meditation, I am the United States of peace and love, joy and communication, unity, integrity, honesty, truthfulness. That's who I am. And that's how I see my country. So I'm asking you, is that the way you see your country? Wherever you are in the world listening? Because if you don't, you are feeding into what you don't want. Okay. Thank you, Kirk.
I just wanted to say that speaking of joy, it always feels good to talk to friends or like-minded people about your goals, about your life. And so I want to personally thank you for creating this community where we do just that, and that leads into a testimonial on the privates. You said at the beginning, you know, ask anyone. I will personally attest that the efficiency and the benefits of the privates is outstanding.
Oh, thank you, Kurt.
And so efficient. And thank you for helping me, I guess it was last week or the week before, and aligning my joy around this two-week exhibit I've got coming up. And so, you know, everybody's welcome to come to the reception and find it. You can find me out there.
Well, no, tell us where to find it. Where do you find it?
Go to my website, kirklarsonfineart.com, or on social media, at Kirk Larson Art, KirkLarsenArt, on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, good. And can you order online? Can you order any of these?
This will be an in-person exhibit.
Where at?
At the Firefly Artist Gallery in Northport, New York, 90 Main Street in Northport.
Okay. I want to say that I have, I think, 5 of Kirk's beautiful drawings and art. He does just some really beautiful work that lifts you up. So, good. Now, I want to talk to everybody about, do you see how... And we're taught this, again, how kind of resistant Kirk was in putting his stuff out there, where we can find him, and where it was, and when it's happening. Don't be, guys. If you don't believe in yourself, I mean, on the set this week, there was a really poignant moment that I had in this scene. And the producer-director came up and said, Dee, I need you to make that moment faster. And I said, I can't do that. Do you understand? There is a huge transition emotionally. And my job is to bring the truthfulness of that moment to the screen for you. If you want to edit it down, great. But for me to get there, I have to take my moment on the set. And he looked at me and went, oh, my God, I get that now. I get it. Sure, absolutely, take that moment. But I had to come forward for myself because I believe in my instrument. I believe in my talent. And so I have to champion that talent wherever I go. Okay, Kirk?
Yep.
Yep, okay. You go sell lots and lots of paintings, dude. You're brilliant.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Thank you, baby. And also, guys, if you didn't see, Drew Barrymore gave the whole hour to the ET reunion that Henry, Robert, and I and she got together for. It was just beautiful. I think you can find it on YouTube now or, you know, search the Drew Barrymore Show ET Reunion. It's really, really a beautiful hour. Okay, we're going to Lynn in Los Angeles. What's up, baby cakes?
Hi. I saw that show. I stayed home, and I'm like, I'm watching this, and made lunch, and it was my day off. It was so great. It was
Thank
so
you.
Great to see all of you guys. So I talked to you 2 months ago as I was about to start this new job, and I've been sick for the last couple of weeks with a cold I got from the three-year-old.
No, you didn't get it. No, no.
Okay, I attracted it. Now,
you
Here's
got it.
Is...
Lynn, stop.
Okay.
You got it because you think you have to pay in some way for all the good you're creating in your life. Look, I'm working with myself on this, so it's up for everybody. Guys, you do not have to pay in any way for easy creation. That is your divine birthright. God said, I want to give you all the desires of your heart. He didn't add dot, 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 as long as you struggle a lot for him or give up something else for him. That wasn't a part of the deal. Okay?
Okay.
That's
Got it.
Why. So Every time you answer me this, Lynn, every time you move forward into something you really want, something happens with your health, your back, your relationship, something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, stop it. Stop the pattern now, right now in this moment. I get to easily create everything I want, and all the rest, everything else in my life, created in joy right along with it. That's for everybody on this show. That's up right now for all of us. And that's your answer, Lynn.
Okay, for everything.
For everything. Everything you have in your little bean brain to talk about. It's the answer for everything.
Okay. And that will, shifting that, because I'm appreciating the consistent work and the money. And also, it's not, I am wanting, again, I am wanting to make my great living in the creative field that I love, not in the security
Lynn,
work that
no,
I do.
No, stop right there. Everything you do is creative. Everything you do is creative, guys. Breathing is creative.
Okay.
Now, if you
art.
Want to direct that creation to include or enhance another area, that's fine, but don't diminish the creation that you're doing now, because then you'll screw yourself again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, they want us to balance all this stuff that's happened in the show so far, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Okay, anything else for Lynn? No, we're going on. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you so much, so much. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi. Nice
Hi,
to
babe.
Speak with you. Happy November. I just wanted to know how to stay in the flow. I felt like I was in the flow last week, and I just want to
You stay in,
get
the,
guidance,
in the flow by every day getting up and consciously creating what you want. That's how you stay in the flow, guys. Be happy. Always choose to be happy. Be excited about life. Be joyful about life. And be very clear about what you want. So again, exercises for directing your day. You direct everything that you want in that day, you say, this is what I'm creating. Come on, universe, do it with me. And you do the breathing exercise for 10 minutes. That's the best way I can tell you to stay in the flow.
Thank you so much.
Yep. You know, Anna, I fell out of flow one time in the last 6 months, and that was when both the flights were canceled and they lost my bags. And I asked the channel, this is not my life. My life is always in flow. What the hell happened? And the channel said, you weren't happy. And I traced it back to when I went to the airport to go to England and I forgot my passport. I know, you're all rolling your eyes going, how can you flip and forget your... Well, I just did. And so I judged myself, and so I was not happy about having to stay at the airport and take a later flight and blah, 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 which affected my time in England. And then people had COVID and blah, blah, blah. And I just allowed myself to go into a lot of judgment and be unhappy. I paid for it the next trip, which was the next weekend. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I felt like I was in the flow. Even though there was a flight delay, it benefited me because I got a credit for another flight. So
that's
to me,
true.
That was actually feeling in the flow.
Yes. That you didn't fall out of flow. Do you have a husband?
No, but if I do, let me know.
No, but there is some man that you interacted with, and that's what took you out of the flow.
Oh,
some,
yeah. I don't know who that is.
Some man, you will. Your subconscious will give it to you, unless you tell it
not
to.
Is it my younger
yep.
brother?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And you went into reaction about something how he treated you or disrespected you in some way.
He's good at that.
Anytime you feel yourself go into reaction, you are out of creation.
Got it.
Okay? All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Nancy, we got to make it quick because the show's coming to an end, but I wanted to get you on. What's up, baby?
Yeah, I could actually burst into tears because this has been such a great show.
It has been. Thank you.
It's been wonderful. Every person I can relate to. And, you know, I went through a lot of self-hatred, and I had to feel it and witness it and observe it in order to feel my self-love. I can't just force self-love on me like a Band-Aid. I had to get down to the wound of the self-loathing. And yesterday, I'm like, woke up, and I just couldn't do anything. And I just laid in bed and like 6 hours, like, what is it that I'm not doing?
No.
And the answer, what is it I'm not feeling? And the answer was, because I had this I don't care attitude. I don't care if I die. I don't care if my body's falling apart. I don't care. I don't care. And
no,
then it
Nancy,
finally hit me.
I get a no on that, but go ahead. What hit you?
Well, the bottom line was I needed to experience self care, self-compassion, self-appreciation.
Yes. That's the first thing I heard. The channel said, you were giving yourself a break, honey. You were giving yourself a break and saying, you know what? I'm just going to lay here and I'm going to lollygag and I'm going to take the day off. And you know what, Nancy? That's exactly what I'm doing today.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Good. It's a gift to myself.
You bet.
I'm alone. And yeah.
But just to be with the creator,
say, I want to align more with living and life, and my body's falling apart, and I had to get a porta potty next to my bed so I can get up, pivot, tinkle, and get back into bed. I couldn't even walk to the bathroom. And now I'm like exercising in bed, lying down here. I'm moving my legs with one of those stretch bands over my arms and legs. And is there anything more I can do to improve upon my health?
Guys, for 2 weeks now, this has been the theme of the show. Love yourself more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your body is your internal universe. I want you to think of your body. When you love yourself, the universe of your body responds. Okay? And comes into balance and comes into health and wellness. It rebalances itself. Okay?
Yeah.
So you take some time in bed and you just say, I'm loving myself today, because that's what I'm going to do, baby cakes. All right. Thank you for bringing that in, Nancy. Love you, baby. Okay. I think we have time for maybe one more. Oh, maybe. Okay. Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you? I know you're
I'm
wonderful.
Good.
You're always wonderful.
I am. Hey, when I'm with you doing the show, you guys, there's no place I'd rather be, and I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's with my dog and my kid. So what can I do for you?
The show's been fabulous. I can relate to everybody. I had a specific question on mushrooms. I've been taking a mushroom supplement, and just feeling a little, initially was feeling perfectly fine, but have noticed that I'm feeling a little off. So I wanted to know if the channel has any information that it can give me about it.
To know why you decided to take them.
Because I know that they're good for immunity, for health reasons.
For health reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this applies to me also. Is there anything, any supplement? Is this the right question? Yes. Highest question? Yes. Is there anything, any supplement, anything additional we need to take for our health when we are truly loving who we are? It goes right to no, guys. Now, are we all in the process of learning this? Yes. And on the physical plane, is it helpful with the health of our body to take some supplements, et cetera? That's the right question. Yes, until truly move into loving who we are.
Wow.
So, the answer for you is,
does that mean I'm loving myself more?
Is that the right question? It does indeed, Debbie.
Aww.
And they think you should just lessen the dosage a little.
Okay. Okay, because I was taking it every couple of days, and then every day. And at this point,
yeah,
I
go back every
it.
Couple of days. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But do you work with a pendulum?
I do, yes.
Okay, test it. Put it over the mushrooms and go, okay, this is affirmative and good for and increases the health in my body. They don't like the word increases, and supports the health in my body.
Okay.
Okay, if you get a yes, what's the highest dosage for that support of my body? Every day, every 2 days? Well, see, I just tested it. Well, they're saying that was for me. It would be every 3 days if I was on it.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
And no issue as far as the fact, because in the past I lived in a home that was filled with mold, and
it's cleared.
It's cleared. Okay.
It's cleared as long as your attention doesn't go back on it.
Gotcha.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Guys, I have to reiterate now, I'm not a doctor, so anything that you ask me physically is an energetic reading. I have to say that legally, believe it or not. It's like a teacher can't hug her kid anymore, you know. It just drives me crazy. You are your highest answer. So me or anybody else, you take the information that we give you, and then you go within and you go, does this resonate with me? This is my highest truth. And if you get a no, listen to your... Look, when I took this work and I agreed with the channel to do it, I said, I'll only do it if I teach people to heal themselves. That was my intention from the beginning, to teach people and myself to heal myself. So let's all declare right now, I am the powerful God of me who creates health in my life now through self-love and divine love. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. Awesome show, guys. Wow, do you rock. Okay. If you're not getting the e-blast, please sign up so that you get the entirety of the information that's coming in, please. And let's say it together, loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.